Blog Talk Radio.
Cinnamon with a taste of honey, it ain't funny when she walk in the room, I can't help acting a fool. I know what she like, she act like she ain't gonna survive a night without five dick on up in her ass, so quick, so fast, I see a twin tower.
Okay, does that sound like chipmunks to you?
Oh, wow.
Does that sound
like
chipmunks?
It does sound a little off.
It sounds like Alvin and the Chipmunk getting dirty.
It does sound a little off.
Like one of the girl chipmunks got her ass up in the air. Choke me, spank me, pull my hair. And I'm doing the butt bounce. Okay.
No, she might be.
Wow, you know somebody is on
she
that
be,
right now making that since you mentioned that.
And Alvin behind her smacking her ass as she does the butt, but she does it. She drops it like it's hot. Choke me, spank me, pull my hair. Okay.
That Britney was the freak. I'm just saying.
Anyway, I need to introduce the show. I can hear myself as an echo, and it's very weird.
That's Ginger.
Okay. It's July 26, 2012, and it's Thursday, so that means we're rough, raw, ready. Yeah, baby. Mm-hmm.
Rawr, baby.
And, yeah. So, I'm Snow White. Mm-hmm. We also have Corey / Dominatrix up in Hizzle. Hello.
Hi.
Am I on mute? Oh.
Hi.
Hi. And we also have Ginger Rocks up in here. Hi, ma'am.
Hey, what's up?
You might, what's up with the delay? Am I delayed? Is this me?
No,
I'm tired. I'm still recovering from my trip, so I'm a little tired. I'm good. I'm here. Just a little slow.
Well, welcome back. And
yay! That was beautiful, but it's too far away.
Yes. And Blaster is taking care of some service business, so we'll just let him do his thing. And hi, Dark. Nice to see you. How you doing? Nice to see you again. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, do we have anything to talk about? Because, you know, I'm rambling.
Well, and I'm about to cut Ginger just so she knows it's coming. I do like to warn people.
Why are we about to cut?
It's all right. You just get warning. You don't need to know why, but just know it's coming. Okay, so we need to talk about this this Twitter business this morning. Twitter down.
Oh my God.
You know what? You need to get it out your mouth and then you will.
I just can't breathe my lungs up.
Girl, if you had skills, you could talk without all up in your mouth. I'm just saying.
I'm not skilled. Not skilled. Maybe you can train
me. We can't train you. We don't have the right equipment.
No, I can train her.
It does not count.
Class counts. It still works to train, let me tell you.
You have some personal experience.
Yes, I do.
And we have crossed into the realm again of too much information.
I've been doing that a lot today.
Okay, so anyway, Twitter was down for many hours today. What the hell happened? Does anybody know why Twitter was down for several hours?
No idea. It was hacksaws.
I believe it's hacked because, you know, Google was having issues. I thought I saw a Facebook thing pop up. What was going on, Twitter? And they don't see anything. All they say is the issue was resolved if you go and look at their status page. But, wow, it was down for quite a few hours. Well, not quite a few hours. Maybe two, three hours. Anybody know why?
Why?
3, 4, 7, 2, 1, 5, 7.
The stars aligned and, yeah, Mercury was too close and there were vapors and it knocked out Twitter.
And a solar flare?
And a solar flare, yeah.
Throw that in there, good measure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and flash of Roswell at the same time, it was just coincidence.
The flash of Roswell, damn. Damn. Anyway, so anybody who has to know what happened on Twitter, let us know. I know you came here thinking we know. We don't really know. Sometimes we know things. This is one of them times we don't. So, ladies.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Did you just go, huh?
I did.
I do believe the show is over. Thank you. Good night for coming. Thanks for coming. Good night.
Good night, everybody. Good night. Yes.
Good night. Good night. Come again. We'll see you in the morning.
That was all kinds of huh. Well, unfortunately, the person that was really going to go off about this is out handling his business. But Windows 8 and Gabe Newell and the whole calling it a catastrophe?
Those were fighting words this morning. I'm still not certain about that.
Ding, ding, ding. Everybody take your corners.
Ooh, that was ugly.
I was popping popcorn and, yeah, looking for
the best
out.
It's not over. It's not over. Y'all know. Okay. Wow. Here's where it's not smart, because, you know, we always like to point that out here. Where it's not smart is, Gabe, over, 80-some% of the computers in the world run Windows. There's not enough apps on Mac Store, or games for that matter, for Macintosh people. Some people, most people are not running Linux. We're not all super, super cool like Snow White. Mm-hmm. So this was not a smart thing to say. Why would you open your mouth to call it a disaster?
Is it a big dummy?
Somebody's too big for their britches, literally.
You think so? You think that's
going to come down
to? Huh? Say again? I said, do you think that's what's going to come down to? Is that he's too big for his britches? He's stuck his foot in his mouth? You don't think he's prophesying anything?
He, of course, he's prophesizing. We all know that Windows 8 is probably going to suck because that's just Windows record. We have a good Windows version, then we have a bad one. Then we have a good one, a bad one. But for him to call it a catastrophe and go off and we're going to start developing for Linux, and that's just not smart. Microsoft, as we all know, is the most powerful company in the world. I hate to say it because most everything runs off of Microsoft.
That's true.
That's very true.
Cash registers or anything like that, they probably have a little version of Microsoft on up there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you got to have Word and Excel and all that stuff. And stuff that is not Microsoft based off of Microsoft, because
yep.
People are so used to it. So I just don't think it was the smartest thing for him to say. And he said this to Ed Freese, who's the former Microsoft Game Studio head, and he keeps saying he's thinking they're going to lose some of their equipment manufacturers. You know, all this boils down to is Windows 8 tablet, and everybody's pissed off about it. And on this particular instance, I come down on the side of Windows. They didn't have to tell y'all a fucking thing. It's our company. If we want to wear pink wigs to work every Friday, we do not have to call you and tell you.
Yep.
It's not your business. If you know, and they're like, well, it affects our bottom line. No, they did what affected their bottom line. What was best for their company in the long run, not for you. This is it. What is it? My new favorite quote from Denzel Washington: "The shit is chess, not checkers, motherfucker." So no. So no, they did not have to tell you that they were going to make a tablet and you know whatever they do, they don't have to tell any of us anything. We just kind of fall in line. And Linux is not that powerful. Where we will all be like, you know, fine, Microsoft, I'm switching to Linux. If it was good, you know what, I'm not going to say Linux is bad. It's not the case. Case is, I sat down, I looked at Snow's computer, and I said, oh, that's pretty. And that might be a little bit too complicated for me, who's a complicated thinker ever. So, Linux, not happening.
I've got to go back and read more about this because I'm a little bit lost. Why is he comparing it to a walled garden?
I'm not really sure. I think this was Snow's really yesterday. I'm assuming he's meaning because you can't really. They're saying they feel blocked off by the way they're able to develop. But as far as I understand it, I mean, it's only you're only limited by what you know how to do or what you can do. It's not so much as I don't think it's a Windows thing. I think it's a how do you think thing. Can you think around what they the place?
I'm having trouble. I'm having trouble understanding you guys. So I'm listening really hard. You're kind of breaking up and out. So if I don't say anything for a while, that's because I really don't know what you're talking about.
Because I have a hard time thinking that Gabe would just fuck out of his ass. I have enough respect for him and his business, at least, to assume that he would know at least partially what he's talking about. And he's trying to get a warning out there. He's got something to be concerned about. Maybe the rest of us haven't seen yet or aren't noticing yet or haven't had the pleasure of running face first into yet, you know?
Well, one of the quotes here from him is he's saying that the industry is in something of a shift. Touchscreen and tablets are simply a means to an end in gaming. There are more than simply touch-based and motion-based control schemes that are plausible in the near future. What it comes down to is how developers solve the question of creating an easy interactive solution between game and gamer. Again, like I said, they keep going back to the whole tablet and touchscreen, and it sounds to me, just from these little few quotes I've read, like sour grapes, because you all haven't really stepped up to the plate with Steam. You know, a lot of the Steam is, you can download an Steam app on your iPad, but it really doesn't do much. There's no specially made, they don't have any developers that make iPad games for Steam that work on iPad or on mobile devices, so it just sounds like he's being sour, and it seems to me like you need to find some developers to get on Steam.
I think Dark said that you two were breaking up. I don't know if I am or not. I have no idea. No, he says he hears me clearly, but you two are breaking up.
That is, you know why? Because you called to this show.
Because we hear you doing a weird bubble thing.
That's weird.
Okay, Miss Snow, refresh your page.
Which page?
The Blog Talk page. You refresh your page.
Why?
It'll help. Trust me. Refresh your page. It's not going to go. Just refresh. It's okay. Trust me.
I refreshed it.
See, we can still hear you. We're still here.
Okay. Hello?
See, I thought you were still here.
Okay.
Okay. Who? See, we can't listen to them in the room. They're like, no, I hear you clearly. I got kicked out of that room.
Okay. All right. Let's back up.
Was it? Did
do
I do
hear
it?
Corey, clearly.
Who do you hear clearly in the chat?
There are three of us. There's Ginger with me, Corey over there, and Snow over there.
Which one do you hear clearly?
Hello? Hello?
The two pair.
Oh my God, you kicked me out of the chat room.
I'm sorry.
Bitch.
I love you.
Anyway, moving on to what we were talking about. Oh no, there's two of us in there now. We're good. What are we talking about again?
Well, we were trying to figure out what the hell was going on with Gabe Newell and his
too big for his bridges, like you said, literally too big for his bridges.
I'm gonna leave you alone, Gabe, because I don't know what the hell's going on with you. I think you have put it to mouth, and you're gonna have to deal with consequences.
I'm gonna wait. I think he may have a point, or he may have inside knowledge that the rest of us haven't gotten hold of. I don't know. I wouldn't think he'd be that dumb, but then again. Surprise me all the time.
All right. Well, here's the bad news for us, Joy people.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, hackers are saying that our phones are not the smartest. They said operating system is super, super easy to hack into. You know what? I can't say that that's the reason why, honestly, that the smartphone is not smart. I think it's a lot of dumb people who think they don't need virus protection for their phone. Is what I think.
Okay, yeah, I agree. And then on the other hand, I have to ask, which Android platform are you talking about? Because that's a lot of the issue with platforms, at least for that Android. But you don't see that with the iPhone, that there are, like, what, 50 million? That's the reason why a lot of different game producers only produce there for certain Android platforms.
Well, the our Android operating system base is the same across every Android. It's phones that bring the problem with the developers. Each phone has their own little quirks and crazy stuff. But most people, especially, well, Mac people, iPhone people are guilty of this probably the most, that they think they can't get a virus. They can't get, you know, they don't need an antivirus. Most people don't realize they need an antivirus for your phone. Your phone is computer, people, in case you didn't know. Small, yes, you can receive calls, but if you can surf the internet and you can have apps on it and do spreadsheets and things, it's a computer and it needs to be protected. So I think that since there's more people that tend to have Android phones, there's more people getting hacked because they don't think I need virus protection on my phone. Or I don't need this. I will tell you now, I got one on mine. I use Lookout Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's nice. It actually shows me real time when people are trying to attack my phone and that it kicked them out. So I like that. It's really easy to get antivirus.
Very nice.
Yeah, so very nice, but that's what I think it is. I don't think that this phone
I want to say mine is through Friend Micro.
That's
what it is. And like you said, because a couple weeks back, you went to your little girl's Girl Scout meeting, right?
That wasn't
and
me.
You
that was
did,
my girl.
Months ago now. Yeah. Anyways. You went and you spoke with your parents about their smartphones, and they argued with you, and you actually showed them. And it seems like so many people out there don't care and are oblivious. And even with the knowledge put in their hands, easily and readily available, they still don't want to use it because, well, mine's such a touch phone. Nobody's going to hack it. You can't hack it. It's the same argument we hear with people with Macs. It's unhackable. No, it's not unhackable. It's just most people didn't use it. Now a lot of people do. So guess what? And it's the same with phones.
Now
I think my mother was actually arguing with me. You know, I've got a smartphone. Who's going to hack it? What would they get off of it? Well, if you pay a bill, any of your contacts, information, telephone numbers, anything that you browsed on your phone. I mean, because I know myself, I've been guilty of paying bills online. Buying stuff online from my phone, ordering a book, whatnot, any of that. So it could be. So if you're not careful, all your information is out there, and these are easy enough, very easy, to be hacked.
It's odd that people don't grasp how easy it is to get into your phone or somebody's to get in your phone, or as I had to explain to them, in people's minds, when they picture a hacker, they think there's one person and he's sitting trying to get into their phone and they think he has to, you know, type out a bunch of stuff. They don't understand it's not necessarily one person, it's a program. That program can connect 15 different things about you from your phone to your email. You know, if you put your email in there, it grabs your email address and then it goes and searches your email on the web. Then when it finds that, it goes and does, you know, it does all kinds of things in a matter of seconds and they've got your information. And you think, well, I didn't pay my bill on my phone. I put my email in, and then I put my PIN number in. For, you know, I emailed it to myself. Well, guess what? They now have your PIN number for your card, and they probably grabbed your email address, and then from that they can get your IP address, your address, which gets you to your real mailing address. There are tons of ways people can be found on the Internet. I don't understand why people are so lackadaisical with information or so easily want to publish things. You Facebook people, I'm talking to you too. I'm not just talking to older people. Some of you young ones talk too damn much on the Facebook. You talk too much. Stop putting up pictures.
I just went and took a poop.
Here's another thing. This is a horrible thing that happened. I'm not saying that this girl deserved this, but this is one of the reasons why we say, especially to women, stop posting where you are. A young lady, I don't know if this happened this week or last week or the last month, but she was raped because she kept posting stuff up on her blog and then was using the tagging feature to say where she was, and she was doing something. It's actually in the midst of doing something good. She was rowing for cancer, and she was going to row around Lake Michigan by herself, and the guy ended up catching her because he knew exactly where she was because she was geotagging herself from her blog, and he got on her boat and raped. I'm not saying this deserve this, but ladies, really, you can't do that. It's almost like we live back in the dark ages or something, oddly enough. People just are not clear, there's murderers on the street. There's people that want to hurt you. And just because you have all this technology doesn't make you all the time safe. You still need to keep your eyes open. You know, technology is supposed to make your life easier, yes, but it doesn't make you safe. It's just sad. Anyway, moving along. We don't really have this issue here, but some people, some of y'all, speaking of all this, is kind of ties in. There's people that you all are bringing your personal devices to work.
Uh-huh.
What do y'all think about that?
I don't know. Your phone is one thing, but the phones are morphing. They're not just phones anymore. They're PAs. that they have all your personal information. If they're like mine or yours, they're smartphones, so you can access the internet. It's a gaming device, and usually you wouldn't take a gaming device to work, but it's your phone. It's a little bit different. And I notice I feel naked without my phone anymore. So taking it to work, it's different. It's changing times, but it's definitely something that should leave at your desk, in your wallet, in your purse, in your pocket, not something that you have out checking every 5 minutes.
Well, they're also looking at the fact of if you're a company, you know, especially if it's a company with sensitive data, mm-hmm. you may not want people being there. Personal devices to work.
Okay, let me talk while I can understand you before it goes bad again.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Man. On the point of this is personal devices at work, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. On that point, I do think that it is bad if you are working in a government job or any job where there is information that could be disseminated to the public that would be detrimental to people. You know what I mean? But if you're working at somewhere like, I don't know, a grocery store or something like that, having personal devices at work is not really a bad thing. What are you going to do? Take a picture of a product and send it off to a competitor? I mean, really.
Well, you could.
Maybe.
You could.
But it would make a difference. It's the same freaking product. But the point is, I think it depends on your job. If you work in a top secret job in some sort of government facility, you're dealing with like nuclear weapons or something like that, then yes, bringing personal devices to work is bad because then you could come up with some of this information, you could send it out, there could be a big old problem, nuclear war, everything's fucked, it's horrible. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're mentioning that they're mentioning sexual harassment, sending sexual text to other people.
You do that outside of work. What the hell?
You could. They're saying
I'd do that outside of work.
Well, you know what I mean. It becomes like sexual harassment. Maybe, you know, they're saying they don't want you. And HR can't actually, you know, if for those of you who've never worked in a corporate job, HR stands for human resources, and they usually handle this kind of stuff. But it's for them to track because it's your personal device. You know, they can't come in and say, well, you know, you said to Sally and you shouldn't have said it. It'd be like, this is my own personal phone. And, you know, me and Sally have been texting back and forth the last 3 months, and it wasn't, but, you know, you can't, they can't prove it. They can't say, get away from me. No. she's sexual harassing me.
I sure am, baby.
I'm going to need an incident. So, share with the entire class.
Because Ginger is HR now, so she's going to share. First, she said that she wanted to touch my breasts. And
yes,
then,
damn right. I've touched your breast before, actually.
And then...
Show me where the bad snow touched you.
Tell me here on the dolly where she touched you. She touched my no-no squares. And then...
Oh, my God, she just snorted. That's so cute.
He touched my no-no squares.
Yes, she did. I think it was a snort. I think it was a snort that turned her on. I think it's what it was.
Oh, maybe we need to do that.
Wait, did it?
Yes. You did a whole... You didn't know you did it? Ooh. Get your...
Hey, girl, I am running on fumes tonight, so I may have, and well, there was an incident earlier, but anyways.
Ooh. Can't wait to hear about the story. Oh, that reminds me. Okay, we were talking. Didn't we mention something about Target right at the beginning of the show? I want to mention this.
Yes.
I was in Target earlier because I had a gift card because I refused to give them any money. After they said the whole gay thing, but I do have to give them kudos. Target has put in a new system for gaming, where it's a giant screen. It's like 5'1", almost it's my height, and it's a touch screen. And it has every game they have in the store. It tells you how many they have in the store. And here's the good part. It has the ESRB ratings. And it pops up big when you press it. It tells parents, you know, you know, what's in it, like gore, violence, blah, blah, blah. It even allows parents to select games for certain age groups, so, you know, they have no excuses to blame anybody. And I actually had to stop one of the workers in Target and said, this is excellent. And I asked pictures, which I'll be uploading to Twitter tonight, was absolutely the most brilliant thing I think I've ever seen in a store. Walmart, step the fuck up. Target has got you beat. It's really nice. I couldn't find any fault with it. I stood there and played with it for a while. I really like that you know what's in the store, and I like the fact of the ESRB rating. So if I'm looking for a game for somebody, not that I don't know, because, you know, we all here keep up with stuff, but if I didn't know and I was a parent buying a game,
yeah,
excellent. It also is real good because, you know, I stood there, I let Baby Nature play with it for a minute, and I said, this is also good because if she was, you know, again, we were not gamers, and she was touching something, and I want this really big on the screen, is rated M for mature, not for kids. So then I walk over and say, see that big M right there? That means that's not for you. This is not for your age group, not for kids for this age and under. So kudos to you, Target, even though you don't like gay people. Good job on the gaming.
Well, you know, and there are some parents that just don't care.
I don't know how you could miss this. This thing is huge. And that's what I'm appreciating. It's not a small screen where you can just pass by it. It immediately catches your attention because it's also running little, you know, it does stuff to get your attention. It's flashing about the game. So that's how I saw it. It wasn't that it was even sitting in the middle of the aisle. It was sitting back off of the, you know, a little main walkway. And I saw it because it was doing something. It was flashing stuff about the games and, you know, get games over when you come over. And then, you know, they say, touch here. And I was like, oh, and when you touch it, it starts doing all this cool stuff. And for gamers, you know, they call it midget. I wanted to kiss it. I almost took my clothes off and pressed the in the store. Just, oh, God, you're so hot. What do they call you? Ooh, what do they call you? Ooh.
Yeah.
Can't do that, though. I have every name for me. But, yeah, I had to control myself. Ask people for ice water in the store. I'm going to need ice.
Just shove some ice on up there, you know?
What is with you?
What?
Just got to go extra step. Ginger, get your friend.
Man, I'm going to let her be.
Get your friend.
It's fun, you know.
No, it's not.
It is. Right. The difference is in temperature, and it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Ginger, get your friend.
I should stop talking now. That's the whole realm of TMI again, isn't it?
Just a little bit.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right, so this morning read the article about Irrational Games and their new specific job listing.
Yes.
They've got a job listing, and it's for a developer of some sort. Anyway, the app can have to work on a game receiving an average Metacritic.com score of 85 or higher. I can't help but think that by saying that your applicants can only have worked on... must have worked a game with a Metacritic score of 85 or higher, you're actually excluding people who may be wonderful, phenomenal developers, coders, whatever, and you're shooting yourself in the foot. I mean, people work on some of the games, but this doesn't mean that their skills are less than anybody else's. It was just maybe a lousy game. You know, you do things to feed yourself, to put a roof over your head. You know, the game may suck, but if it, you know, gave you a paycheck, right? I don't know. Especially because Metacritic, as we've seen, the scores aren't exactly based on gameplay. They're often based on what other people feel. You know, if they're upset, they're going to go put a score, and it brings it down. What do you think? This is completely dumb. Am I missing something here?
What? I'm all talking in mute. Metacritic, on one hand, the idea of Metacritic is great, but they should have it up there specifically that it's user ratings, and that means nothing, honestly, as far as whether or not the game is good. It is a pin. There's a lot of people that think certain games are fabulous, and they're not. Oh, I'm not going to say they're not. They like them. It's something that they like. But to base somebody's job off of whether or not they got a Metacritic score is kind of like saying we give you a job if you have over 2,000 Twitter followers. And your job has nothing to do with Twitter. It really it's kind of like social bias. You happen to be a good team. Doesn't mean you were a good developer there. you have a good critic score doesn't mean anything other than a lot of people liked your game. You could have been the person swept up the trash that day, and you happen to be on the team doesn't make you a good developer. I don't understand this
exactly.
This way of thinking is kind of idiotic, and it's going to bite them in the ass, I think. Totally bite them in the ass.
This is the same irritation I get when I read applications that say, you know, you must have worked for a company and done this job for 5 years, da-da-da, before. How is anybody ever supposed to get experience doing any sort of job if everybody has to right off the bat have had this type of job for 5 years? How does anybody ever...
Oh, and here's the other kick in the teeth, person that's been doing it for 5 years and over, is too old and we don't want you to work here. We're looking for somebody that's 20 and has been doing this for 5 years.
Exactly. You people, that's nuts. It's not right. It's not cool. And you... Especially yes. Right now with so many people out of work, it's not based on people's guilt that they're out of work. It's based on our economy. And it could be that there are wonderfully talented people out there that you... are slamming the door in the face of these people. I just can't help but like want to slap whoever decided that this was a good idea. And then I want to ask them, did you always work on a game that would have had a Metacritic score of 85 or above?
No.
Some point or another, somebody worked on some crappy game.
All right. Oh, here's some juicy. We got to mention this. We'll probably tell you about this again in the morning. Apparently, there's some insider trading going on at Zynga.
Wait. What? Did you say insider trading?
I said the dirty insider trading.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. I may be exaggerating.
Refresh
hell,
page again. Refresh.
Look, look. I may be exaggerating, but hell, that's what we do here. Okay, so it says Zynga. Apparently, or actually, let me be more specific. Mark Pincus cashed out his Zynga stock back in April and sold 43 million shares for over $516 million in a secondary stock offering. He raked in $200 million of that. He said all the fees, of course, went to the stockholders and not the company, but still, that looks bad.
Yes, it does.
Zynga?
Yeah, that looks very bad.
Ooh. He's on his blog saying that a fraction of their holdings, only a fraction went. You know what? Mark, let me just tell you, you are a very, very hot looking guy. Mm-hmm. Nice and tall, muscular, lean, kind of geeky like we like him. But dumb? Dude, you play enough games to not to do stuff. Gamers even if we don't know legally, you know, the legalese, because of the games we play that tell us this is wrong. Wrong.
Very wrong.
$3.
And
okay.
It comes out.
It is out. It's out now. He's in
well,
trouble.
It's just a rumor so far. It's just a rumor so far, right? They've not actually proven it yet.
Yes. No. The rumor part is if there was a. The rest of them were, if it was due to insider trading or if he just decided to sell them, if it was a coincidence, is what the rumor is, if it's coincidence or not. But he did do it, yes. He sold his stock. Yeah, he cashed out.
But I guess what I'm saying is, it comes out that it was insider trading. They just had such a hard time anyway.
They were having a good time, though, they. If they had just gotten on Facebook and...
Gotta get greedy every time.
Of course they do.
That's not.
Of course they do. I do love. There's also a new nightclub. We gotta go here when we're out in LA. It's called Out. Apparently, if you have a score. That's the social networking score of 50 or above, you can get in. This is very much like the game Watch Dogs.
Hold on. It's a real club.
It's a real club called the Playhouse Nightclub. If you have a extensive Twitter and Facebook following, I wonder what counts as extensive because, you know, we have a nice little bit of followers. So would we be allowed in? you can get in free before 11 p.m. You're a VIP. I don't understand. Wow.
How do you get these scores?
Again, you have to have an extensive Twitter and Facebook following for you to be treated like a VIP.
What does extensive mean exactly?
That's what I want to know. So let me pop over to their blog and see if they say anything. Nope, it just says more clout for your nightlife. There is no number. Can we get a number here, clout people?
Because I'm pretty sure we can hit that number to get in there free and be like, that's right, bitches.
I'm going to go in there anyway like I got. Ma'am, just see your Twitter page. What? My what? Do you see these cheeks?
Wow.
Which cheeks you talking about?
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Pick her and let me in. Oh, I think on one hand, on the other hand, I don't know. What were you going to say, Ginger Man? Go on.
I was going to go on to another story, but.
Go ahead.
It's on the. No, all right, no, it doesn't really tie in. Anyways, there is Gamers Against Bigotry, which is a site that's asking gamers to take a pledge promising not to use bigoted language while playing video games online. And apparently it's been hacked. They've lost 1,500 signatures. They're asking people not to sign anymore. They've got a Indiegogo thing. Anyways, but my main catch is that they're asking people online to sign a petition, sort of, or a pledge, saying that they're not going to use any sort of bigoted language on the internet. Well, I think that this is a noble idea, and I think it's very sweet, and I agree that we often say things online that we probably shouldn't, or we do things online that we probably shouldn't. We don't tend to think about the far-reaching scale that it can have on other people. But at the same time, I feel like they're fighting the tide, you know? It's going to go nowhere.
You may be right.
I mean, what do you think? I mean, is signing a pledge enough to rid the internet of bigotry? Especially right now. It's still sort of a wild, wild west. It's not as dangerous as the place it used to be, but it's still pretty nasty in some places.
I personally would like to see my business, so I need to not tell them to sign anything. I want to know that they're out there. I want to know them when I see them. I don't want to be hidden at all.
Okay.
I know you guys are like, why? I really don't. I like when I know who I'm talking to. For instance, I had a guy probably 2 years ago that wanted to be my friend and on X5. And I went to go and look at his profile, which I do with everybody. So if you ever send me a friend request, I never accept it right away. I'm going to check you out if you have stuff in your profile. And 9 out of 10, if your profile is empty, I'm not accepting your friend request. Or I'm going to go check out whatever website, whatever you put up to make sure, you know, I don't want to be surprised by your crazy. So I look at his profile, and all of it was quotes from the movie American History X. Have you all seen that one?
I don't think so.
I don't.
Okay, well, when you see it, Edward Norton is playing a skinhead, a racist. And the quotes or things that he's saying before he ends up killing this black guy in a horrible way. But this guy quoting all the quotes that Edward Norton's character was saying. So immediately, I'm like, ding, 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 no. You and I are not going to be friends. This is, you know, and this movie is several years old, so it's not like even it's a new movie that maybe you were just, you know, you're feeling the movie, because we all do that sometimes, you know. Like, I'm sure there'll be some quotes that out of Batman, The Dark Knight Rises, but this movie is like from 1998, maybe 2001 somewhere. So you have no reason to have a whole profile built off of quotes from that movie, and all of them are from the racist point of view. Yeah. So, no, I like my biggest to be out in the open. I see it coming. I don't get to thinking they're fine. Oh, you signed the petition. How nice of you. And then you decide to bash me in my head when I'm not looking. I want to see you coming. So I know I need to be on my guard.
My thing is, you're just asking for people control you. You do this sort of thing.
We all ask
I say I cut my teeth in a forum of trolls. And asking people to play nice, not say certain things, was the fastest way to turn all of them against you. And I still see that in a lot of places. You know, why can't we all play nice? Why can't we, you know, rainbows and fairies and furries and wings and, yeah, you know, all that fun stuff. And those people annoy me just as much as the trolls do. There is a time when I want to be rude and crude and socially unacceptable. And it's usually with my close friends. It's not aimed at anybody else. Usually it's my best friends because, you know, they said something to me. And it's all in good fun. So, no, I don't want to find anything saying I'm never going to say something that might offend anybody.
That's true.
I mean, there are certain things
that's
that
true,
I'm not going
to say. Because I try to offend you as well. I try to offend you and know as often as possible. I do. But y'all are too. Y'all are sweet most of the time. I'm like, I love when y'all get sassy. I will pick at y'all. I can't get Ginger to be sassy all the time. I'm going to have to work on you.
No.
Wait,
no.
You said something about sassy?
Yeah, I try to get Ginger to be sassy. She won't get sassy back with me. I'll say something to her and she'll just giggle. And I'll be like, come on, girl.
I'm not sassy. I'm sweet.
Whatever. That's
nah.
It. I'm sweet, bitch.
Nah.
See, Ginger, you take the notes. Jump in there. Be sassy. I like it when you're sassy. That's also when I see you start to pull your hair. I have a reason to pull your hair. You like it.
No. I always trying to pull my hair.
You like it. She liked it, though.
Yeah, I do. Pull it hard, baby. Pull it hard.
You know what? That was too much information. It was too much. It was too much. I was not.
It wasn't enough.
I was not ready to go. I was not.
Ready to go. I heard that.
I was not ready to go. I was not.
All right. I guess the only thing that we could sort of talk about is, and I do want to talk about this. All right, the Aurora, Colorado shootings.
Yeah, they blame it on gamers.
Yeah. They're trying to blame it on the movie industry and gamers.
Is this they're finally going to side with us, those movie people?
They're going to have to. They're going to have to.
Okay, wait a minute. I think I got this one. We're talking about the shooting, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Can I talk on that real quick?
Yeah, stop to be.
Now that I understand know what we're talking about. Okay. First of all, horrible tragedy. Seriously. I cried when I first heard about it. I'm not even kidding. Teared up, tears down the cheeks. It was bad. Horrible tragedy. Feel for the families of the victims. You guys are in my thoughts. The dude who did it, don't blame gamers for that shit. Okay? There was something wrong with him anyway. If it wasn't games, it would have been music. If it wasn't music, it would have been movies. If it wasn't movies, it would have been books. If it wasn't books, it would have been somebody looked at him funny. There was something wrong with him. Yeah, there was something wrong with him mentally. It had nothing to do with games. Back the fuck off the games and go figure out what was actually wrong with him. Okay? God, I'm done.
What game are they gonna?
Oh,
yeah. She's muted. She's muted.
I don't know. But somehow, yeah, no. Somehow he must have, you know, had people he played. I don't know. Black Ops.
He's practicing shooting with the Xbox.
He did something. And that's how he learned to use all these guns. You know that's
because we all have a controller feels just a gun.
Exactly. Anybody who's not shot a gun and has a target, please go out to your nearest range and ask to shoot a shotgun. You'll only have to do one.
Tell me. Yeah, and you'll be like, there's no way you know how to shoot a real gun by playing a game. It's
exactly. You've got an idea how it works. Still, the first time you shoot a gun, you use a gun of its sort, come back and show bruises the next day for one because I want to laugh at you. And For two, you're going to find out really quick that it's not as easy as it looks.
Nope.
You're not going to learn to be a trained sniper playing Black Ops.
Nope. Not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Same way, I'm not going to learn how to be a magician or some top-end, I don't know, sword fighter playing these fantasy games.
I'm going to learn how to be an assassin. I'm going to learn how I can jump from building to building, holding on with just my fingertips.
Rah. All right.
Okay, now this next one, we're going to do this before it gets too late, because I got to get dinner all in up. I have to do it. I saw the Halo 4 movie, Halo 4 movie trailer today.
Yeah, I've seen it. Action? Uh-huh.
No, not the movie that Microsoft did. Not the movie that Microsoft did, the actual movie.
Oh, my God.
And saw the director talk about how he directed the movie. And I got to say, I said this earlier.
Where did you see this?
On the E channel, because the E channel has a geek or somebody over there that keeps trying to throw these stories in every once in a while. So I'll watch and I'll hear something geeky. And, of course, I turn around and I saw it. And I was already not pleased because I saw Master Chief jump down and it was like it looked horrible. But anyway, he's down off a building or something. But what got me was what the director said. And this is what worried me about how the movie's probably, it better be good is all I got to say. It better be so good that, you know, it goes down in history as the best game movie ever. It has to top the first Resident Evil because that was a damn good, you know, movie to game conversion. He said, I loved doing this movie because there were preconceived notions. I could make changes to the world and nobody was, you know, going to be the wiser. And I thought to myself, have you even fucking sat down and played Halo with any gamer? Because if you did, you know that is the most untrue statement ever. You have a whole preconceived notion. No, you cannot be around with the story and change it to see fit or change the world to see fit. No, you cannot. Not
when
gamers.
No, no, because you fuckers did that with Halo. Was Halo 3? Halo ODST? It was ODST. Had that stupid fucking romance bullshit in it, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I think what I think is ODST was the first one that did not have Master Chief in it, and it had the girl Spartan and I Spartan and the cute little alien that they had to save, and there was the love scene and the kiss and all that. And I was pissed. You changed the story. I mean, that was not Halo. I don't care if those were people in Spartan uniforms. That was not fucking Halo. I played.
See?
I beat. It was bullshit, though.
See, y'all done pissed Ginger off.
Don't go fucking with my Halo.
Well, they're saying that eventually they're going to merge the movie and the online things that Microsoft, whoever was in the series, into a full 90-minute movie eventually. But then they had this other movie, and he said it picks off where Halo 3 left off, the whole cliffhanger thing. But I'm really concerned about this, that he said I can take liberties with story, which means he probably did. You cannot do that. It's not go over well all the time. I mean, we've had some good ones that the movie came out, Mortal Kombat, as campy as it is exactly like the movie. Like the game. Well, not exactly like, but you know, it was enough like it that we did. And some of you are like, really? There's a Mortal Kombat movie?
The movie saw can't.
Well, it's, they got the characters right. They threw in the moves and everything. You know, my favorite character, of course, was Liu Kang. Mm-hmm. And he just, his flying kick, which although everybody thinks it came from the Matrix, Matrix stole the game, ironically. But, I remember being in the movie theater and gamers going nuts. And that's the reaction that you want. That you try, you can, you know, play with the story a little bit, but some of the essentials have to stay the same. I mean, especially stuff like people are going to be looking for that plasma sword. They're going to be looking for the sticky grenade. They're going to be looking for Master Chief to, you know, react a certain way, the way he's supposed to react in situations. The aliens, everything is going to have to be on point, and they're going to have to try to write a compelling story if you don't borrow the story that's already there. But you cannot take liberties. And what I saw on the screen was, I don't want to say the special effects were ugly, but something about it didn't set right. It didn't even remind me of the game. It was something, the way that he jumped and glass was breaking in it. I was like, this doesn't look. No. Okay.
I'm going to have to look for this now because I had heard rumor about it, but I'd heard that it had been shot down and that nothing was going to come of it.
Nope. It's almost done.
No, you cannot play with the storyline. The 90-minute preview or whatever, the 5-15-minute webisodes mm-hmm. that they're going to give us for Halo 4, I'm willing to let them play with. You're actually going to make a movie about Master Chief. Don't fuck with it. Master Chief is awesome.
I love when she cusses.
I will cut you over fucking Layla.
Oh, damn.
Master is my man. It'll be on. You have to respect the story.
I just remember sitting here earlier today, and of course I was listening, and I'm kind of glancing back and forth. The witch said that I just kind of cringed, like, ooh. And Baby Natrix says, did he say he changed Halo? She even understood what he said. Did he say he changed Halo? And she goes, mm-mm. And she goes, out of the room. So even the child knows. You don't touch the Halo. You don't do that.
No, you don't.
We've had some stinkers as far as game movies go. They just don't cross over well. It's never worked. Can't cross from one to the other. I think Arkham Asylum is one of the very few that crossover did well. And we were talking about, we're actually talking about the other morning, The Matrix Online, not The Matrix Online, The Matrix, Into Matrix, the video game that was, it was an offshoot of the story. They didn't do the game, they didn't do the movie. They told you a story of the other characters, which was Jada Pinkett Smith's character and what they were doing to help Neo, you know, in behind the scenes, which was a good way to play it, and it played in the movie. I said the other morning in playing it, that when it got to the part in the movie where they were asking where her character was, you know, a couple of us in the theater would play the game, yell out, I know where she is, because we knew, because we had the game through. So it can be done, but it's always they go and they pull directly from the other. Same way they try to do when they try to move the game to a movie. You can pull. If you're gonna, okay, put it this way, when you pull from the movie to the game, it's better to have a whole complete story that ties in with the movie somehow. When you pull from the other direction, you have to stay true to what's in that game, or you're going to piss the gamers off. You cannot decide that Master Chief now is going to take off his helmet if he's never taken it off. You cannot decide, oh, we're not going to make the sticky grenade sticky.
No,
we're going to make
Master Chief never spark. Taken his helmet off?
Nobody knows what you look like. And I prefer to stay that way.
No. It's teeth, it sticks, and I prefer you aim for the crotch.
Or do like I do and drop it on your face and have on people. But the thing, you can't take those elements out. I'm just like, horrible, horrible things. And Joe is saying in the Mortal Kombat was a decent week. I loved it. You guys can probably find it somewhere for free online. You should watch it. You ever played Mortal Kombat before? You won't enjoy it otherwise, of course. Then here's a movie that did that, Street Fighter.
I played it on Sega way back when.
Yeah, so you will probably get the movie and love it and laugh and go, oh, how, you know, they did a great job. It really just camp and it's fun, but they didn't go overboard with it. Whereas Street Fighter, or they tried to do that one with Jean-Claude Van Damme, that was not a good idea. Even several times since they've tried to remake a Street Fighter movie, and it just is horrible. Whereas Resident Evil, they should have stopped the first one. Because the first one was fucking awesome. I have to see it. This is a good game movie. The one that had the rocket was okay. Where he did, yeah, it was Doom. Doom was okay. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. You know, it was watchable, forgettable, but it wasn't bad, you know, one way or the other, where I could say, oh, God, it was horrible. Okay, it was really good. So this is, as with one of our Twitter followers, this is one where, with one movie, you cannot fuck up. You cannot at all fuck this up, or you will have hell to pay. You will be thrown, not only out of Hollywood, but the gamers are going to throw you out of the community. You cannot do this. Cannot. I'm keeping my fingers crossed for the guy. I hope he doesn't mess up too much, because, oh, my God. When I saw the trailer, and look around, you probably can find it on the E-Channel website, since they were running it today, or if you can go over and watch their little, they have a lot of little streaming feed they do, and the only reason I'm sending you over is
News.com.
News.
Yeah, I'm going there now. I'm looking for it because, you know, I got to see it.
I was
Is it E! Online?
It might be E! Online. I know they're trying to include a few more gamer stories, but you really need a games journalist over there, people. You need to crew like ours.
Yeah, just saying, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You just can't jump all over.
Not just. No, so, people should realize that too. Gamers are a growing breed. A lot of us that are hitting professional age, that are going to be spending our money, are going to be gamers. People grew up with games. Nintendo, Sega, all this fun stuff. So if you don't have mm-hmm. some sort of video game reporter, you really should, because you're missing out on the whole market.
Do, and trying to throw in a story or two and try to make it all.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was funny. They were like, the game, the Halo, the Juggernaut, the Microsoft. I was like, you have no idea what you're talking about, do you? Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to need you to be quiet and put somebody in front of the camera that understands, that's going to
mm-hmm.
comment. Because, you know, after they do their story, they usually comment, much like we do here, but there was no comment after that. There's no, like, how are you think they're going to do? Somebody, oh, this is going to be great. You know, Halo. I know somebody that plays. You know somebody that plays?
You know somebody. That's not a good enough comment. I want somebody who's played Halo or played a game at least comparable to Halo. Or be a video game of any sort that they'd love to see turn into a video game, into a movie. Yeah, no more movies than video games. Video games into movies, maybe.
Well, you know they were supposed to do,
I lost Lego, and then...
Oh, God, what
Lego.
Was it? I want to say it was Assassin's Creed or one of those, Ubisoft, but Peter Jackson is no longer going to do it, so I think you should leave it alone. Or it might have been Splinter Cell. I can't remember what this week. It was either that Assassin's Creed or Splinter Cell. But
Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed came out last week saying that there was going to be a meet.
I think, but I thought they said Peter Jackson was attached and he quit. In which case, they should probably stop.
I was deprived of the internet, so I'm gonna have to find it. I must have missed that somewhere.
If he's not gonna do it. Oh, you know what? The board does not like you. Glad I had you.
Again? All right, you do the music. You do the music. I was playing GLaDOS in honor of not being able to understand a damn thing that happened today.
Let me see if she's going to let me play. No. No, she don't want me to play.
Well, let me do it. Hold on, damn it.
Wait. You messed it up. You ruined it.
Is it working?
You ruined it. You ruined the precious.
We're having technical difficulties because I can't hear anything.
You ruined it. Oh, this is going to work?
Oh, no. That's bad.
No, I'm almost right, here to go back and listen to this. I'm wondering
how
we're
just not going to worry about music for right now. How about that? Wow.
We'll sing them out. Everybody sing. Go ahead, girl. Hit it.
Fly Flom the Flirt. How's that?
Oh, my God.
Is that good?
It works.
Hot.
All right, guys, we are going to go and hope you have heard most of the show. You know, find us at GamerNH.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com, everywhere in between. And we'll see you guys bright and early tomorrow morning.
Twitter is on. When Twitter is on.
Yeah, Twitter is not in.
Are we done?
We're done.
Peace out, y'all.